The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Money FM 89.3, best of prime time. Forex Fridays, only on Money FM 89.3.
You're listening to Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly with Melissa Hyuk, and now it's time for Forex Fridays. We get you up to speed on key currency trends that you need to know about.
Well, today we're joined by Jeff Ng, Senior Currency Analyst at MUFG. Hello, Jeff. Good to have you with us again.
Hi, good evening.
Hi, good evening. Now, the Singapore budget is less than a month away. What would you be looking out for?
I believe that the Singapore budget, what's interesting to look out for will be, for instance, the government's stance and view of this economic recovery, as well as, I think, potential any shifts in terms of the taxation policy. Mm-hmm. So what I'm watching out for in particular is whether there's any announcements on the goods and services tax, which is slated to increase from 7% to 9%. Overall, I think some of these budget measures could show and have some slight impact on the economic outlook as well as on inflationary trends. And I think that may have some implications for the Singapore dollar going forward.
Do we traditionally see much movement for the Sing dollar post-budget?
Well, traditionally not. But because this year, what we expect for to drive the Sing dollar in terms of trends is whether the economic recovery is strong, whether inflationary trends are persistent and high enough for instance, the central bank to decide to tighten monetary policy further. So if inflation is relatively high and likely to be persistent and the MAS tightens monetary policy more, in fact, that could translate to more Sing dollar strength. So that's what we are watching for this time round.
Okay, well, the last time we checked, some analysts said that they were expecting Singapore Central Bank to signal a potential tightening of monetary policy in April. What are your expectations?
Sure. In terms of the MAS, I think what we are expecting is that because they have already preemptively tightened monetary policy last October, because of the fact that they saw that inflation is getting high. And right now, I think we are in a perfect storm of, you know, demand inflation, which is because of the reopening, also supply chain shortages causing high inflation, and potentially some government-driven policy-induced inflationary pressures as well. So I think all these may translate to the MAS, in fact, strengthening the Sing dollar policy a bit more than expected, and that may translate to some Sing dollar strength, at least for the rest of this year.
And Jeff, we've had some news from the multi-ministry task force earlier today as well, an update on the Omicron situation here in Singapore. They've said that Singapore's local COVID-19 situation remains under control. They've also made some minor adjustments or some adjustments to the border restrictions here for the VTLs. We've also got boosters being extended to younger children aged 12 to 17. What impact might all of these measures have on our currency?
I think it may not have that great of on the currency in terms of the impact for now, given that the economic reopening and relaxed measures are still pretty much on the forefront compared to perhaps some other Asian currencies and economies which have imposed more conservative restrictions on their respective populations. I believe that the Singapore economy is still relatively well positioned, for example, to take advantage of when the COVID-19 wave passes, for instance, more reopening, and that I think could allow perhaps some of the restrictions that we've been facing in terms of labor shortages to be more relaxed when the Omicron variant wave passes. So overall, I think it's still relatively positive for the Sing dollar. But I think overall driving force will still be on the MAS policy, which I think more markets and ourselves expect tighter monetary policy and for the Sing dollar policy to be appreciating at a faster pace from April onwards.
Well, Jeff, I think Singaporeans in general have enjoyed a relatively strong dollar, right, in the Sing dollar. There's calls from certain quarters that we should strengthen the Singapore dollar even further. What are the implications of that? if it were to be taken up?
I think in terms of the policy, if the government decides to strengthen the Sing dollar policy even further, I think it does help to moderate a bit of the imported inflation, because Singapore does import a lot of, for instance, raw food and a lot of the items that we purchase in terms of consumer goods from abroad. So having a strong Singapore dollar does make the price of some of these imports a bit cheaper. At the same time, I think it's also helping in terms of making the cost of imports cheaper as well. So that could also help to make the price of exports more competitive.
But what are the downsides?
Well, downside is possibly if, you know, inflation doesn't increase by so much, I think that could imply that, for instance, we have a too tight policy. But I don't think that is the core view at the moment, because inflation is still relatively high in Singapore compared to the past 10-year average.
We're speaking with Jeff Ng, Senior Currency Analyst at MUFG. Jeff, while we've got you on the line, let's move out to the region and have a look at some currency news that we've seen happen across in Indonesia. Indonesia's central bank announced a surprise 300 basis points of staggered hikes in the reserve requirement ratio for banks over the next few months. What impact is this expected to have on money markets?
Sure. I believe there's an important signal by the Bank of Indonesia in terms of setting the stage towards hiking and increasing the policy rates sometime in the middle of 2022. Overall, I think this comes as the Federal Reserve is expected to hike as many as four times as expected by markets at this stage. So overall, I think the impact will be that it helps to stabilize a bit of Indonesian rupiah volatility, especially when markets are not very sure how central banks may move. And I think that could help to stabilize a bit of some of the dollar IDR moves. So for us, we do expect slight rupiah weakness, so moving up to 14,600 by the end of the year from about 14,400 at the end of March.
But when we look at China, right, the central bank is setting its strongest reference rate for the yuan in 3 years. Is it China's currency management has always been a bone of contention between China and the US, right? Is this a sign that China is actually loosening its grip on the currency amid this relentless rally?
I think we've got to look at the yuan rally in two aspects, because compared to the US dollar, it has indeed strengthened, but I think compared to a basket of currencies, which is what we track, it has in fact moderated slightly since the start of the year. I think the dollar has been a bit weaker despite a lot of concerns on high inflation in the US, and also because despite all the talk about higher interest rate in the US. So I think overall, the movements may be more in line with, say, how the dollar has been moving rather than trying to loosen its grip on the currency and the relentless rally. But I think going forward for the Chinese yuan, what we're expecting is that as growth turns from being more externally driven to more domestically driven, and because PBOC is taking a more looser monetary policy stance, the yuan will eventually weaken a bit compared to the US.
Okay, Jeff, what else have you got eyes on in the week ahead?
Yeah, so I think in terms of the week ahead, I think what we are continuing to watch out for instance, is on inflationary prints. So for Singapore, they released their December inflation data next week. So yeah, if that is very high as what markets are continuing to expect, I think we believe that the MAS continues to be on track to tighten monetary policy.
Okay, well, Jeff, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you. Have a wonderful weekend. We've been speaking with Jeff Ng, Senior Currency Analyst at MUFG. You're listening to Money FM 89.3.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.